The safety of grocery store workers when it comes to those reusable bags and working through a pandemic got us thinking more about the people on the front lines of food production, the approximately 2.5 million farm workers in the U.S. In agricultural areas across the country, including in Pennsylvania, many face unrelenting summer heat, and with climate change, those temperatures are rising. In the vast industrial farmland of Central California, they've got added air quality concerns because of wildfires, all while dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic.
Farm workers don't have the luxury of zooming into the fields to pick crops, that's for sure. Sheltering in place is something that farm workers have not been able to do. That is something that they see as a luxury because they have to be outdoors to be able to feed their families. They have to be outdoors to do the work that they do. That is the essence of their profession.
That's Deanna Tellison-Torres, Vice President and Executive Director of the United Farm Workers Foundation, based in California. It's the sister organization to the union, providing services to farm workers in their communities, including immigration legal services. Who are farm workers in this country? How many farm workers are in the U.S., and are most migrants from Mexico?
So there are about 2.5 million farm workers in the U.S. Given that half of the population of farm workers are undocumented and are immigrant, you know, we know that it's definitely a hard population to count. But that said, we know that farm workers mainly come from Mexico, but there's also this guest worker program that's called the H-2A guest worker program, where now a couple hundred thousand farm workers are coming from not just Mexico, but other parts of the world, so including Jamaica, the Haitian farm workers, etc. And so there is some diversity there within the guest worker population. So many farm workers are Spanish speaking. However, we also have farm workers who are coming from indigenous areas and rural isolated areas within Mexico, within Guatemala, for instance, who speak their native languages that are indigenous languages and not at all related to Spanish. And so there are different language barriers that also exist. It's not just a Spanish-English language barrier, but we're also very aware that many farm workers' vulnerability also is related to that language barrier, not always knowing exactly what their rights are, what are the different systems in place here in the U.S. that do protect them.
When the COVID-19 pandemic started in the U.S., farm workers were deemed essential. Other essential workers like healthcare providers and grocery store workers have been held up as heroes, you know. What about farm workers? Are people talking about farm workers in the same way?
Farm workers are the individuals who provide the food that every single human being in this country eats, right? Whether it be a doctor or a grocery store worker, all of the other heroes that are essential workers all count on farm workers so they can literally function. And so, yes, absolutely, farm workers are heroes. We ensured that they were included in the Heroes Act at the federal level because they are currently and always have been essential.
What is life like for someone who works in the fields in the Central Valley of California, for example?
You know, farm workers are working in a disaster within a disaster, right? So if we're taking the Salinas Valley, which is considered to be the salad bowl of this nation, farm workers are worrying about the pandemic. There's also extraordinary heat right now because we're experiencing a heat wave. And in addition to that, you literally are working in smoke because the wildfires are happening nearby. Many farm workers have sent us pictures of them working, and you can literally see the flames nearby. Clearly, farm workers' health is at risk. Just to give an example, you know, during the pandemic here, where making sure that farm workers are wearing their masks, that they understand that employers should be providing them with masks, that it's for their protection and that of their colleagues. And at the same time, the smoke that is out in the air is also an added layer of, well, do you have the appropriate mask? Because N95 mask or equivalent, which is what doctors are utilizing in hospitals, they are the masks that provide the most protection from smoke. However, it's hard to breathe with them on. And so let's talk about farm workers who are working piece rate. Really, you're not working a regular hourly wage, right? You're not making a specific amount of money. You have to move fast to be able to fill a bin or a box of whatever crop you're picking, because you are getting paid by the amount of the crop that you are picking. When you couple that with what's happening in the environment around you, wearing a mask, in particular when there's smoke around, and moving fast and you're breathing heavily, folks are having a very hard time breathing. And so that impacts, you know, your efficiency. It impacts your pocket, your wallet, because, you know, you might not be able to move as fast. It's high peak here in California. It's high peak in the apple industry, for instance, in Washington State. Farm workers could work 10 hours, 12 hours. We've heard up to 16 hours in Georgia. Farm workers do not get paid overtime in most parts of the country because they've been excluded from federal labor laws that protect other workers. When you compile all of these different issues, lack of federal labor protections, exposure to heat and other elements, really, we're talking about a very dangerous job and a profession that truly, I think, merits human dignity. This is something that we all have a role to make sure that we're improving the conditions for those who are nourishing us every day.
You mentioned masks. I don't know. I guess this is probably state by state, what each state requires, or even maybe not even requires, but have guidelines for what kinds of protections different kinds of workers should have.
It's very important to understand that guidelines are not mandatory. And that is a problem, especially when farm workers are putting their lives at risk. In the Central Valley, which is here in California, workers are experiencing more heat than they have in the past. And that is something that we're consistently hearing from farm workers. They feel it. They understand that the climate is changing and they, as outdoor workers, are being exposed on a day-to-day. There was really a lot of movement from farm workers who were letting us know that their family member had died from heat exhaustion in fields. So we were getting many calls one summer from farm workers' families. In order to get a reprieve from the heat, you need shade. It's not enough to just be able to sit under the grapevines. There was no mandatory measure that said that employers needed to provide shade. And yet, there are many laws that say that you have to provide shade and water for animals, for your pets, for horses. And the irony of that is that doesn't exist for human beings. At the national level, it doesn't exist. It didn't exist in California. And so we had to fight to get that type of protection. Just canopies to cover farm workers for shade was literally a fight with agribusiness.
What should the country be doing to help make things better for farm workers?
This country, I think, is at a point where we need to face the reality. Farm workers, most farm workers, are undocumented. We need to ensure that they have legal status, that they have earned legal status. And we have a bill that's been passed through the House that had bipartisan support. That's the Farm Workforce Act. And this is a bill that we also need to get through the Senate. In addition to that, Senator Merkley from Oregon introduced the Farm Laborers Protection Act. When we're seeing that agribusiness is receiving billions of dollars in disaster relief funding, and there is nothing that says that any of that funding needs to be used towards hazard pay or the protection of farm workers, that's a problem. The Farm Laborers Protection Act really outlines that growers or employers, agribusiness, when they're receiving any disaster relief funding, that they need to be able to provide 10 days of paid sick leave, that they need to provide pandemic premium pay, that they need to limit furloughs or layoffs, implement the CDC guidelines, basic stuff. This is really a time when this country needs to act to protect folks who are putting their lives at danger. And so it's about time that the federal government recognized that farm workers are essential, but it's also time to do something about it.
Deanna Talefson-Torres is Vice President and Executive Director of the United Farm Workers Foundation. There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.